In the last episode, F. Duckworth, known to her intimates as Miss Duck, received a mysterious visit from the chauffeur of a Mr. Hazeldine who lives in a lonely house in the Palos Verdes Hills. Mr. Hazeldine is suffering from some real or fancied terror and is afraid to leave his house. So Miss Duck promises to call on him that night. Our present scene occurs the same evening at Miss Duck's home in Beverly Hills. It is just getting dark, and we find the colored maid, Chromo, peering anxiously out the window and then glancing nervously at the davenport on which Lord Weasley lies asleep. The doorbell rings.
Oh, Miss Pines, is that you? I thought it was Miss Duck.
Hello, Chromo. Miss Duck said you would be here a little before 7. Mr. Hazeldine's affair to call for her and take her out to Salus Barrett, and I'm to go with her. Didn't she tell you?
Miss Polly, she ain't told me nothing. I ain't laid eyes on her since this morning at breakfast. But there's something I want to ask.
Hasn't she been home yet?
No, ma'am. But what I want to ask
but
you
she
is...
left the office before 2 o'clock. Her nephew took her to a show.
Yes, ma'am. Her nephew was here. And what I want to ask you is... come into the living room.
Who's that on the davenport?
That's what I wanted to ask you.
You mean you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am. Mr. Red Dunn brought him here this afternoon and told me to watch him till he got back. Said if I let him get away, Miss Duck would find me showing up.
Has he been asleep all this time?
No, ma'am. When Mr. Red Dunn brought him here, he was in sort of a fainting fit. But we got him out of bed all right. And then he wanted something to eat. And lordy, lordy, Miss Polly, I ain't never seen a white man eat so much.
Poor man. He looks half starved. And he's been sleeping ever since?
Yes, ma'am. But he didn't know it. He's been talking in his sleep. In a funny, spooky voice. Oh, he might not have scared me to death.
Well, lots of people talk in their sleep.
Oh, but this party got two voices. One voice sounds like a white man, and one voice sounds like hay. And they've been arguing with each other so fierce.
Oh, now, Cromwell.
Oh, look. He's yawning and stretching. He's one of us. Oh, lordy, lordy. If he starts holding conversations with himself.
You go back to the kitchen, Cromwell, and get ready to serve Miss Duck's dinner. I'll keep an eye on this gentleman.
Oh, Joe, scoff my head.
Good evening.
Oh, I say, Miller. Beg your pardon.
Oh, don't try to sit up. It makes you dizzy. I'm Miss Duck's secretary, Polly Pringle. And I suppose you're a friend of hers whom I've never met.
Doc, Miss Duck, did you say? I say, Miller, I've never heard of her.
Oh, but you must have. Her nephew brought you here. You had fainted, don't you remember?
Oh, yes, by Jove, I seem to remember fainting, you know. It was quite stuffy in the room. No air. And I haven't eaten not since yesterday. Doc, Miss Doc. I say, you know, where have I heard that name before? Doc, I don't think it's...
Oh, my name is Duckworth, not Duck, it's Duckworth.
Oh, what was that?
I beg your pardon, what did you say?
That funny voice, where did it come from?
Oh, did Squeaky say something? Oh, don't, really, don't let him frighten you.
Who's Squeaky?
Well, Squeaky is my... Well, really, I don't know how to explain Squeaky. He speaks with my vocal cords, but he is really quite an independent chap, you know. He talks without consulting me at all the time. And then again, he answers questions for me most intelligently. A very useful individual is Squeaky. Really, I don't know how in the world I should make a living without him.
Oh, there's Miss Duck now. Pardon me, just a moment.
Oh, yes, of course, I... Duck, Miss Duck, Duck's work. Oh, yes, of course, I remember the lady. Now, she was a big, tall lady with eyeglasses. Not bad looking, though.
Well, Polly, you here?
Oh, Miss Duck, I'm so glad you've come. There's the strangest man here.
You mean Lord Eugene?
He called himself Squeaky.
Yes, Lord Squeaky. I mean, Squeaky. Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about. Where is he?
In the living room, sitting on the davenport, holding his head in his hand. Cromwell scared to death of him. I think he's pretty queer myself.
Queer nothing. He is the most remarkable individual I have ever encountered. Polly Pringle, what would you say if I were to tell you the Barker case has been solved?
You don't mean the manuscript has been found.
I do. That silly old professor, Dr. Barker, had confessed. He put them in the incinerator himself, absent-mindedly, thinking they were trash, and then struck a match to them. I told him exactly what he'd done, and he broke down and admitted it.
But how did you ever guess that he did such a crazy thing?
I didn't guess it. Lord Squeaky Weasley told me.
That man? And you're on the davenport?
That man.
How did you know?
That's what I'm going to find out right now. You stay here. Good evening, Lord Weasley. How do you find yourself feeling now?
Yes, that's all. Hello. Really, I'm feeling very much better, thank you. Very, very sorry to have intruded on you so long.
Oh, you're not intruding. You sit down.
I should be getting back to the jolly old show, you know. Can you tell me how far it is to the Main Street?
You're not going back to Main Street. You've already sent a telegram to your manager that you are too sick to appear.
I beg your pardon. I sent a telegram.
I did it for you. Will you please sit down? You'll give me the jitters reading around those long, thin legs of yours. I'm afraid you'll faint again and fall in my lap.
Oh, sorry. So very, very sorry. Stupid of me to faint, you know. I don't know what made me get so dizzy light-headed this afternoon.
I know. You haven't had anything to eat since day before yesterday.
What? Well, really, I'd be dashed. How did you find that out?
Oh, I guess right occasionally, myself. And I haven't any squeaky to tell me the answers either.
Oh, I say, you know, really, I...
Oh, well. All jokes aside now, I'm talking business. How do you do?
How do I do what?
Oh, you know what I mean. You told me something this afternoon that I've been working weeks to find out. Something that no human on earth could possibly have known except the man himself. How did you know where those Barker manuscripts were?
I didn't know it was squeaky.
Oh, for heaven's sake, cut out the squeaky business. I know you're a ventriloquist, but the woods are full of them. I'm not interested in your trick vocal cords. I want to know where you get your answers.
That's just what I'm trying to tell you, you know. The answers, they all come from Squeaky. I don't know what he's going to say until he says it.
You mean that squeaky voice talks independently of your own willpower?
Well, it gives me the queer answers it does. Of course, I can talk like Squeaky whenever I choose. I have to, giving exhibitions, you know. But the questions I ask then, well, they're fake, you know. I'm tipped off. The questioner is part of the office.
Yes, that's the way I had it figured out. But the question I asked you wasn't planted, so you merely planted me when you gave the right answer.
But that was squeaky. I had nothing to do with that at all.
What do you mean, that was squeaky? Did you go into a trance, or what?
Oh,
do
no,
you...
no, no, of course not. I've got a clairvoyant, you know. I have no control of the medium, so...
How long have you had this affliction that you call squeaky?
Well, you know, 15 years ago, I woke up in a veteran's hospital in this country. How I got there, really, I don't know. I was obviously British, but there I was. I remembered nothing. Oh, jolly old mean bean, queen, the bean was quite blank, you know.
Shell, sir?
Yeah, shell not, shell hot. Yes, quite so, shell shocked. You know, I've been there for over 2 years, and they told me that during all of that time, I had talked in a queer high voice, you know, quite unlike the voice I used when I came to myself.
Squeaky.
Exactly. And that wasn't all. I seem to have an uncanny faculty of telling people things that they didn't know. Every amazing, ridiculous thing I told people was quite true, you know. Everybody in the place was jolly well afraid of me.
Wait, I don't wonder. But listen, when you came to yourself, you knew nothing about this new talent of yours, I suppose.
Only what they told me. I was discharged from the hospital, apparently cured, although I was still unable to remember my past life. Of course, thrown out of the world again, I found it rather difficult to make a living. I dreaded being sent back to the hospital, and finally I worried myself into a snick smell, a sick spell. It was while I was ill that I found myself talking at times like Squeaky.
Well, did you ever?
By Jove, you know, one day during the show, I found Squeaky talking quite at random. Really, I couldn't stop him. And he was telling people in the audience the most amazing things. Dragging personal skeletons out of private closets and all that sort of thing. Oh, really, it was quite shocking, you know. Really, it quite broke up the show.
I imagine it would. And from then on, I suppose, you and Squeaky went into the fortune-telling business.
Well, by Jove, it amounted to just that. And then vaudeville went to pieces, of course, and we turned to giving exhibitions. Like the one you saw this afternoon, and I finally landed on the Main Street.
You and Squeaky. Well, as soon as I've snatched the sandwich, we'll be off. Romo?
Yes, Miss Duck. Your dinner's all ready for you in the dining room.
I won't have time for dinner now. I'll eat when I come home. Just bring me a sandwich and a cup of coffee in here.
Miss Duck, you sure is going to ruin your indigestion living all night but cold dinner's over the door.
I beg your pardon. Did you say that we were off? Off where?
You're going to me to pay his bills tonight. I'm going to give you a test. And you come through as successfully as you did this afternoon, well, you'll find yourself with a new job.
I say, you know, what sort of business are you in?
Oh, ask Vicky. I'll bet he knows.
Why, he's a detective. That's what he is. And you're starting out on a case tonight that's going to make you both famous.
Hey, what's my stars?
Is that spooky fella talking again? Make him get out of here.
Keep still, Cromo. Give me that coffee. Hand it to you quick. Phew. Well, I must say, Lord Luigi, I wish you'd give warning when you're going to turn Squeaky on. nearly jerked me out of my skin. Phew.
I'm very, very sorry. You know, Squeaky is a very obstinate blighter, you know. I couldn't stop him. What did he say?
Don't you know?
Something about you being a detective. Really, are you? I've never met a regular detective before.
And I never met a Siamese twin's personality either.
Really, I don't know. What is that?
Oh, it's something outside the window.
Great
good
Scott.
Heavens, what's... Homo, what's the matter with you?
A face. I've seen an awful face in the window.
Oh, nonsense. You saw a shadow.
No, my...
Oh, keep still, Cromo. Keep still. That was just the doorbell.
Miss Dack, here's a man in the car. He's taking the pants down.
Well, I'll be ready in about 2 minutes.
Who was that screaming in
here? Oh, just Cromo. She thought she saw a face at the window.
She did see a face. But the face she saw was 30 miles from here.
There he goes again. Miss Dack, please let that spooky man shut
Cromo,
up.
Cromo, cut out the hysterics. Get me my emergency bag. Quick. Red Carmody. Oh, where is that nephew of mine?
He hasn't come back yet, Miss Dack.
Well, all right. Get his gray overcoat out of the closet and give it to Lord Regan. And Polly, bring me my leather jacket. It's freezing cold up on those hills at night.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Oh, gee, I'm glad I found you. I'm glad you wasn't gone.
Well, I'm going to be gone in about... Red Carmody, where have you been? In a fight or an earthquake?
Well, I was running and I fell over a fire plug and I knocked the skin off of my nose.
There, Cromo. You see, there's your face at the window. Did you tap in the French window just now, Red?
Yeah, sure. I wanted in. I thought a guy was following me.
Some more of your theories, eh? Say, what do you mean, young man, running off and leaving Lord Regis here alone with just Cromo? Why, he might have wandered off and I never would have found him.
But, don't you understand? The man Lord Regis works for is out looking for him. He trailed me here and I had a beard or he would have found Lord Regis. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? I've been hiding out over at Bert Anderson.
Where's the man now?
Well, he's patrolling the street the Andersons live on. He thinks Lord Regis is in one of the houses in that block.
Oh, you're not so dumb after all, are you?
Oh, Mr. Dack, please hurry. This man out here says if we don't reach Fairness Barracks by 9 o'clock, it will be too late.
Too late? Too late for what, young man?
Excuse, please. It will be too late to save Mr. Hazeldine.
Save him from what?
He made me promise not to tell that. But he's in desperate fear of...
He's in fear of being murdered. That's what he's afraid of. Murder.
How did you know that?
Never mind, Squeaky Nose. And if it's murder we're up against, we've no time to lose. So come on.
What grim mystery are Miss Duck and Lord Ouija going to meet now? And will Squeaky be equal to the occasion this time? Tune in for the next thrilling chapter in these adventures.